Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget. This is Elder Vernon. Standing in for our pastor and apostle, Dr. Tisha Atkins Bryant. It is good to have this time, and I pray that it helps all of us to get a jump start on hump day. I firmly believe that when we spend a little time with God each day, that it can and will change the trajectory of our day, our week, our year, and our lives. Let's pray. Father God, we ask for your blessings on every person that has taken time this morning to hear what you have given me to share with them. We ask that you use these words to inspire, motivate, correct, and communicate to each of us. Let your Holy Spirit move in a special way to help us know, understand, and most importantly, follow your divine will in all we think, say, and do. Move me out of the way so that you get all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning, let us consider a passage of Scripture from the 25th chapter of Matthew, starting in the 31st verse. Reading from the New King James Version, it says, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will gather before him, and he will separate them one from another, as the shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, 'Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. Excuse me. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.' Then the righteous will answer him, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?' And the king will answer and say to them, 'Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to the least of one of these, my brethren, you did it to me.' And then he will say to those on the left, 'Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick, and in prison, and you did not visit me.' Then they will also answer him, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister you?' Then he will answer them, saying, 'Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.' And these will go on away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into everlasting life." This month, for the Power Nugget and for our Bible study, we will be addressing the subject, "It's in the House." God led me to the subject when on several recent occasions we heard about the wonderful things that members of His House are undertaking in their lives. We often know very little about our fellow His House members because we only see their Sunday morning persona, their Sunday best, their Sunday church face. But how will others know that we have something that can help them, or that you are an expert in some subject, or that you have access to something that one of us could use, if we never talk about it, if we never see it or come to know about it, that part of you? We can't even pray specifically for you regarding this because too often we just don't know. Part of our prayer declaration says, our jobs and businesses are blessed. And it also states jobs and promotions are on the way. You see, we have already recognized that there are great things happening in the house and more on the way. This subject was confirmed for me this weekend when, at the debrief for my family's Atlanta reunion, people said that in future reunions we should include a way for members of the family to talk about and promote their business endeavors, their careers, and their associations. So, you know, like it's in the house, we are coming to know that it's all in the family. In the scripture, we see that God calls us to help each other, to help others. We are called to use all of what God made us to be to help humanity. Often on Sundays, we focus on the spiritual, and we don't make connections to other areas of our lives. You know, we must remember that we live in community and that God requires us to help each other. As the scripture that we read so clearly states, we each have a choice to see and respond to the needs of others or to ignore them and not respond. But also understand, in all of this, God knows and understands each of our life circumstances. He knows the resources we have. He knows the skills and talents that we have. And above everything else, you know, really, he's not asking us to do the impossible when it comes to helping others. Difficult? Maybe. Trying? Probably. Unpopular and disrespected by the world, you can bet on it. But rewarding, definitely. In last night's Real Talk from the Word, we ended by posing some questions for all of us to ponder. The first, what do you bring to the house? Each of us has things that we can do, knowledge we can share, resources we can share. What are yours? And are you willing to share them to advance the ministry of his house and the kingdom of heaven? The second asked, who can you help? As the scripture teaches, who in our world would you consider to be the least of these? The least of these. Who is God calling you to help? Do you see them? But more importantly, are you responding with action? There are people in need in and out of his house. The third, how are you working your salvation? You see, gaining salvation by being saved through your profession of faith in the life, death, burial, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus is only the beginning of your spiritual journey. If you never do anything more, it is like being content with dipping your toe in the swimming pool. But God needs and wants all of us to dive into the deep end and swim. And finally, the last question was, what's next for his house? You see, as we come together and we work together with godly intent and with God-given purpose, what does that mean for his house? Can you just begin to imagine all the miracles, signs, and wonders that lie ahead for both us individually and collectively when we bring it all to the house, when we bring it all to his house? God is continuing to call us together not just to have fellowship or have a high time in the Lord, but to come together to do the work of the Lord. There is an old saying, many hands make light work. And our work is not solely the responsibility of the His House ministry leader, but for the entire house. The interesting thing is that all the things we do at church, like fellowship and having a high time in the Lord, are important ways that begin to come for us to come together. There is an old hymn that says, "Blessed be the tie that binds." The first verse, no, it's a short song, says, "Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. The fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above." Another verse says, "Before our Father's throne, we pour our ardent prayers. Our fears, our hopes, our aims are one, our comfort and our cares." And yet another verse says, "We share our mutual woes, our mutual burdens bear, and often for each one flows the sympathizing tear." You see, his house is our binding place. It is a place where we find all that we need to be good and faithful servants, all that we need to be the church without spot or wrinkle, all that we need to be part of the sheep on the right hand and not the goats on the left. However, that won't happen if we only bring part of ourselves into the house. It won't happen if we only come for what we can get. After all, every one of us has needs. But in each other, individually and collectively, I believe we have what we need to meet each other's needs. We are all more than what shows up at church on Sunday. So let's bring ourselves and let's find out what God can do when we give him more than a couple hours on Sunday. When we come together and promote each other, when we communicate about and we get to know what's in the house, I'm firmly convinced that God has great things ahead for his house. So y'all, let's pray and let's get out of here. Father God, we don't want to be the cast out goats. So help us to bring our full and entire selves to you. Help us to join with others in this ministry where you have placed us. Help us to see the needs of others and address them in a true and meaningful way. Help us, God, to fulfill both the great commandment to love you and to love others, and the great commission to go and baptize people by joining with our pastor in the work of his house. Help us to pour into each other, support each other, promote each other, work with each other, and most of all, just to love each other. Give us eyes to see the needs of others and a heart of love to respond. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So y'all, have a blessed hump day, and remember, it's in the house.